Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Those two voices you hear, the one and only Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey and Melissa Feister. Of course, you both co-host the podcast Namaste Bitches. Teresa and Melissa, how are you both doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad to be away from kids and seeing your beautiful faces.
Well, Melissa, we got to chat on your previous podcast, Side Pieces, and I'm curious, what's it been like working with Teresa now on this new show, Namaste Bitches?
I know, Danny. Duh. Remember, you were on Side Piece. Yes. Teresa, I had Danny on Side Piece like, I don't know, over a year ago. You were one of my first.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah. And that show, you covered a lot of the side characters that we love from The Real Housewives. And I think Jersey has had some of the best and craziest side characters.
The best. I mean, even like the husbands, right? Like the Franks and all this. So I had met Teresa's attorney and had him on Side Piece. And then through that, developed a great relationship with him and then met Teresa through that. And then that's how this whole fun Namaste Bitches stuff started.
And Teresa, have there been any of those side characters that you would want back on the show? Like, I'm not talking about the main characters, but like the Kims and the Greggy Bennetts who we love. Like, are any of those people that you would like to see back on the show?
Like Greggy, who'd you say?
Like Greggy Bennett or...
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, those were like, that was Greg Bennett was... But that was the friends of Manzo's.
Right.
Yeah. So I didn't, I had nothing to do with him really. And Kim was just a person like from years back ago, that she was, whatever you want to, I don't know, whatever you want to call her. I don't know. She wasn't a housewife or anything, but she, they just used her on the side,
Right. Teresa, have you recovered from BravoCon? There was all sorts of drama with the New Jersey housewives at BravoCon. Are you all recovered?
Yeah, I was not involved in any of that drama, thank God. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was fun. It was great meeting all the fans and everything. I had a great time.
And what's it like? We're recording this the day after Halloween, and I'm sure you've seen all the people who dressed up as you, Teresa. Kelly Ripa, of course, from Live, Brad Goretzky. What do you make of all that?
I'm honored. Yeah, I'm honored. I mean, Kelly looked amazing. She literally looked like me. Like, she looked so good. She looked so good.
Yeah. And she's a Jersey girl, too, I believe.
Yes, she is. Yes.
Can you take me through the hair of it all? I loved the hair that you did for your wedding. How did that come about?
Well, I knew I wanted my hair half up, half down because I was, because of my crown. At first, I was going to do the whole Hollywood look thing, everyone does now with the waves on the side. So I was going to do that. But, my hairdresser was like, Teresa, everybody does that. She's like, you don't want to look like everybody else. So I was like, okay. So I was like, I'm going to do half up, half down. And my crown was so dramatic that, she wanted to make it, I guess, pretty high because of my crown. So I was like, okay. So I just went with it. I mean, when she got done with it, I looked in the mirror and I was like, all right. I mean, it looked great. I'm like, all right, let's do this,
Right. I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't do a trial before because there was no time. Usually you're supposed to do a trial beforehand. I mean, the only thing I wish I had time to, because my second dress, I would have liked to have changed my hair. But, I don't know if you've ever been, are you married?
No, I'm not married. No.
Okay. So you're like, there's no time that day. It goes by so quick. So it's like, I did get changed into a second dress, but there was no time to change my hair. I mean, guys are easy. Your hair's short. So it's like you just, it takes 5 minutes to do your hair. But to me, to change my whole look would have took like an hour, and yeah. we didn't have that time. So,
and I imagine it was tough with the filming of it too. You were doing a spinoff for it. And so I imagine it was just cameras and so much.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't really matter because they were just following the day. So, but it's just, I didn't have time. Like after cocktail hour, it's like, we didn't even get, we went into cocktail hour for like, I don't know, 15 minutes. That was it. Cause we had to take pictures, but you know, it's like the day goes by quick. So it's like, I was not going to spend another hour to switch my hair and, you know, cause that would take time for my wedding.
Well, it was memorable. How's newlywed life?
Wonderful. Yeah, it's great.
Melissa, what have you learned working with Teresa now on this show? What has it been like?
I mean, it's, you know, we all watching Danny, like all of us, right? We all see things about all these people on TV, right? And I'm sure a lot of people assume certain things and, you know, she's the crazy table flipper, right? And honestly, she couldn't be more namaste. Our name of our podcast is perfect because she actually is like, I feel like I'm more crazy than she is. She's always like, why are you so like fluttered and this and that? Like she tells me all the time. And, you know, I'm like, how are you not more, you know, crazy? So I think that's the biggest takeaway is that she is just chill. She's just like calm. And it's not certain things that you wouldn't see or expect from, you know, her being on the show. I think that, and just her heart, like she, I can always count on her. Like always, I sent her a text message this morning, right? And I was just like, thank you. You know, she's been just so amazing, amazing, amazing. It has been nothing but awesome working together.
You know, Teresa, your fans love you so much. And I wonder, why do you think people have been so invested in your time on the show and in your life?
I guess because I'm real. I literally put everything out there. So, and I guess, you know, people see that and they, you know, they could see right through me and they see that I'm being real and that what you see is what you get.
Is there anything from your time on the show that you wish you could take back or are you just happy that how it's played out?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, there are, you know, I don't like when I've gotten like physical. I know everyone loved the table flip. But, you know, listen, that's not practical in like today's day and age of to behave that way. So, and I did say like what I did say at BravoCon, two things that I do regret. I remember Danielle asking me if I should pull Margaret's hair. I mean, should she pull Margaret's hair? It wasn't my idea. Someone else told her to do that. And then she asked me, should I do it? And then right away in my head, I was thinking, because I've been on the show for so long now, I was thinking, oh my God, it's going to make great TV. So I didn't know that Danielle was going to pull her hair the way she did. So I figured, no, it would make great TV. That's how I was thinking. I was kind of thinking like a producer at that moment. And I also was drinking a lot. But sometimes that does play an effect with your decision making. So I'm saying that's like one thing. And then last year when I got, when I threw everything on the table on Margaret, because she's like, I just had enough of her. You know, and she wouldn't stop. And I just reacted instead of with my words, threw everything on the table on her because that's how I was feeling at that moment. So you're going to see in the new season me working on myself. Like I'm trying to work on myself of not to get triggered. So even if people are coming for me, like they always do, to, you know, work on not getting triggered.
Namaste.
Yes. And that's like in my real life, Danny, I am very namaste. So that's why like this, we wanted to name our podcast Namaste because, you know, I am in my real life. I'm really all about that. Like and I really want everyone to get to know that real Teresa, because unfortunately on the show, because I am the OG, I am the top dog, you know, I've been here from the beginning. So it's like people, they know if they come for me, they get attention.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, it's an easy way for a storyline in a lot of ways because yes, you're the main. You know,
exactly. Their name gets put out there because they're attached to me. And I've learned that. And it's like, it took me a while. Believe me, I don't act like, oh my God, I'm the top dog. Like, I don't act that way. Like, so it's like, and now I'm getting it. I'm like, this is why everyone's doing this. It's because you know, they want to get a, if they get a reaction out of me, then it makes it gets them a headline, you know, and, right. and that's a good thing for them, but it's not a good thing for me. So it's like, you know, cause it depends how I react on it. And it depends like what it's about.
Yeah.
So this is what's been going on all these years, you know? So it's like, I get it now. So, you know, I've been working with coaches and stuff. Like my sister-in-law, she has this, she invented her and her partner, this Forgivity app. Matter of fact, I'm doing a live with her tonight. And, she's helped me like, cause I used to hold grudges a lot. And it's better to let things go. It makes you feel better. And so I was working with her. And last year I was also working with therapists. So I used to not believe in therapists. And now I do, you know, now I do. So you'll see that next season. It's, you know, it's going to be really an eye-opener for, you know, for everyone. And everyone's going to see me in a different light.
So when you do have these arguments with other cast members, do you feel like now you're able to just let them go and not worry or not take them with you as much?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was on Watch What Happens Live and I was on with Jackie and I had said something about how it's your show. I think Jersey is your show because you're the only one of these franchises where I think you've never had a season off, even when the show actually paused when you weren't able to do the show. And so I think it's fascinating that you've been able to stick around so long, but I think out of all the franchises, I don't know that yours could go on without you. Do you feel like it could ever go on without you?
I don't know. Like you see, that's something for you to, I'd rather you say that than me. Cause I'm not, you know, I don't want to say that cause that's not who I am, but I'm grateful, you know, for everything that Bravo has done for me. And, so I am, you know, I'm grateful that they waited a year for me till I came home.
Melissa, do you think the show could go on without Teresa?
Here's the thing. I think she is the show, like you said, but I also think there's more to Teresa, which is why, again, we started a podcast. There's more to Teresa than being a housewife. In our world, who are Bravo fans, it is the biggest thing. But really, you know, outside of Bravo, it's like Housewives is just a little piece of who she really is. So, I mean, yes, I do think that the show could go on. I think that she could make this podcast huge. I think other shows could come from it. I do think it because she could be more than just Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Melissa, what are your, outside of Jersey, what are you watching on TV? Do you watch the other franchises?
I mean, listen, Danny, come on. You and me, yes. Come on. Yes. Yes. I watch all of them. I mean, I'm a Bravo. I'm, you know, when I started Side Piece, it was like, I was talking to the production company and I'm like, I know food, I know sports, and I know Bravo. And they're like, we don't do the other ones, but we do Bravo a lot. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know if this is good or not, but I know all the shit of Bravo. So let's go. Yeah. I mean, listen, I watch them all. I love them all. I love it.
Who would you like to have on, Melissa, with Teresa? Who would you like to sit down, three of you talk? Is there a dream guest for the three of you to chat with?
I think that I haven't had, who is like an OG too, who packs a big punch, is Nene or Phaedra.
Teresa, who do you get along with best outside of your franchise? Is there a housewife that you rely on or that you talk to all the time?
I love Alexia from Miami.
She's the best. Yeah,
I love Cynthia Bailey from Atlanta. I love Ashley from Potomac. I have my favorites from each one. I just recently got close to, I met her at an event, Garcelle from Beverly Hills. She's a beautiful woman, beautiful inside and out. Love her. Did I name them all? Like,
Teresa, that would be a good one. Danny, I'd like Garcelle. That'd be great.
Garcelle would be great.
Yeah, no, she just texted me the other day because we did connect a few months ago at an event that we all did together. You know, they took our photo. It was like some Bravo event, or I forgot what it actually was. It was, and we got talking with each other, and I was just like, wow, I really connected. I felt it.
Teresa, I got to ask, is there...
And you know who I met recently too, and I loved her. I did an event with her, Kathy Hilton.
We had
so much fun, and she reminds me of me. Like we had, like, You could tell she has a good heart, good soul.
I'd love to hear you with some of the Beverly Hills women on your show. I think it'd be such an interesting conversation. They have so much drama going on there. Teresa, I got to ask you about the Caroline Manso of it all. I know you two don't get along, and I understand that. But is there any part of you, because you've been doing the show for so long, that you think maybe a Caroline return could be good for the show, even though you don't like her? Does that make sense?
No, this is the thing. It's not that we don't get along. It's just so passe. Like, I don't even think of it. Like, she's not even in my vision, like in my view. I think she's definitely in my rear view mirror. She's not in, like, looking forward, like in my, you know, in my windshield. Like she's not, I don't see her like at all. Like, she's not in my friend circle. I don't associate with her. I never see her. So it's like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, she doesn't hang out with any of us, like any of our friends. Like, I don't even know who she hangs out with. So it doesn't even make sense at all. So that's the thing. It's not like we don't get along. That's so long ago. I haven't seen Caroline Manzo. And the last time I saw her, we did the Super Bowl commercial together, the Sambra Super Bowl commercial. And that was it. We were both very professional. And that was it. The last time I actually interacted with her was the last time she was on the show.
Yeah. And that was how it is. Like, Bravo, they're so messy with their stuff. They have to bring Caroline to BravoCon just to get the beef going with this one.
No. I think they broke Caroline because she was on Bravo. She was on the Housewives stage. So they brought everybody back, that whoever wanted to come back. I'm sure they asked everyone, but there's some Housewives that wanted to come back and some past Housewives that didn't want to come back. You get it?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure there were some that said no, and there's that don't want to come back, like, you know, and there's the other ones that wanted to come back, you know, like, oh, look at me.
I'm sure there's more yeses than nos.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure there were some that weren't asked too. I'm sure there's a few ex-housewives that weren't asked.
I don't know, like, between you and us, like, I don't know if the twins were asked, and Amber, they were on my show. Like, I don't know if they were asked.
Yeah,
but like, they brought back people that are not on the show anymore, like Brandy, she's not a housewife, but she did the Ultimate Girls Trip. Like, I'm trying to remember.
But I think a lot of the people they brought back are ones that they sort of are folding back in places. Like, Brandy's been on Ultimate Girls Trip, or some of the other, I feel like they're kind of folding back in. And that's why I asked about Caroline, because I always feel like they keep her, Bravo uses her for different things. And I always wonder if that means...
I don't think Bravo really uses her for anything. Not that I know of. I haven't seen her. Like I said, I haven't seen her around since the last time I filmed with her. And the last time, and then I did a commercial with her. So that's the last time. And that's been a while.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her on anything with Bravo.
I think fans are so invested in that first season cast that we saw you with. And it's always fun to see some of the OGs return. And even if it's just for an appearance, I always love when you have Dina on the show, or when somebody stops by for an episode.
Dina wants nothing to do with the show. So, and then of course, then there's no more Danielle. There's Jacqueline doesn't live here. So, and with Caroline, it doesn't even make sense because I don't hang out with her. Like, and you know who she does hang out with is Dolores. Not even hang out with, maybe high and bye. Dolores.
Yeah, Dolores.
So Dolores, yeah. But they don't even hang out. It's like, they're not like friends. Like, I think they're acquaintances. Like, you know, hi, how are you? How you doing? Like that.
Interesting. And Melissa, what can you tell us about Namaste Bitches? What do we have to look forward to?
I mean, a lot. There's, you know, getting to know me, getting to know who Teresa is outside of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I don't know when this is coming out, Danny, but we are taking Namaste Bitches on the road. We're going next Thursday, the 10th, to Philly. And then we're going Friday to DC. So we're really excited. Gotta sell those tickets.
And I feel like there's always a little tea spilled when there's live events with Housewives. It's always there's always a little something there.
I mean, especially from the audience, because they want to ask questions. So whatever, if we take any, you know, questions from the audience, so that's where, like,
there'll be some tea, Danny.
That's where the tea gets spilled, you know.
Yeah.
But also, people could follow me on Instagram because I keep posting it. So follow me at Teresa Giudice.
And where they can get tickets.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, everyone will go get tickets to the Namaste Bitches live show and tune into the podcast. Quickly, before I let you both leave, Teresa, you know, I don't want to ask about your Melissa and Joe situation, but is there any comment you want to say or just leave it at nothing?
Yeah, I would just leave it. Thank you so much for being respectful. Sure. Thank you.
Of course, I didn't want
to take what she said before the rear view mirror.
Yeah. And you're Italian, Pellegrino, so you understand.
Teresa, every time you talk about The Godfather, I get it. You know, I come from an Italian family.
Yes.
The Godfather is our Bible.
Yeah, so capiche.
Yeah, capiche.
So I'm very into loyalty. And listen, you know, so just, yeah, I kept my mouth shut for a long time. And I'm going to still keep my mouth shut. I'm just going to answer the questions that I have to answer. And that's it. Wish them well. And that's it. Let's move on.
Because you mentioned the Italian thing. What foods are you most looking forward to for the holidays? Because, I mean, I'm excited to go. My family's in Ohio, but I love the Italian food.
Of course, I love, you know, the fishes. At Christmas Eve, I cook the fish. I'm all about that.
Teresa, do you know Danny and I are both from Ohio?
I just heard that. And I was like, oh my God, you must love him because he's from Ohio. Yeah.
I always feel like, and I know fans of Jersey, you know, everyone takes sides and all of that kind of thing. But I always like Jersey so much because I relate to you women, because I feel like I know you women because I grew up around Italian women.
Well, and you're Pellegrino, so you're Italian, so you capisce, you get it.
I capisce, you get it. Yeah. The last thing is I ask all of my guests these next two questions. First is, if you were choosing for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, and you had to choose like an actor or musician or some famous guy, who would you choose? And then also your favorite Mariah Carey song. Mariah's a Jersey girl too, I believe.
Okay. Well, can I pick for the sexiest man alive? Can I pick my husband?
Outside of Louis.
You have to pick someone else outside of Louis.
Okay. All right. So it has to be a musician, like a musician or an actor.
Anybody.
famous guy. It doesn't have to be someone alive.
How about the new guy from 365?
Oh my God, Danny, she's obsessed with the sex show.
Wait, Danny, have you watched the movie 365?
No, what is this movie?
Danny,
no.
What?
You can just watch it. Oh my God,
okay, where do I watch it?
Danny, you have
it's
not
like
watched
a porn. It's like a porn, Danny.
No, it's not. It's not a porn. It's like,
you
it's
said
like,
that you could see someone's pee-pee.
No, not in that one. That was Sex Life.
She's all into these sex shows. Okay.
365, is it on Netflix or something? Where do I watch it?
Yes! Not seen it?
No, I have not seen it. I'm going to watch it.
Oh my God. You need to watch it.
I got the same thing. I never even heard of a Danny. She about flew all right, so the anyway, phone and
Danny,
shot my
there's
face
two
off.
Guys, there's two guys on there. Massimo and the other guy's name is Nacho. That's and I think, I don't know if Massimo is, I can't remember if that's his real name or if that's his name like on the movie, but anyway, there's two guys in the movie. I know Nacho, that's his
he loves
name in the movie. You both of them, they would be, I think now I used to be hooked on the first one, which was I think Massimo. The second one now came in.
Second one just showed his pee-pee, so that's why.
Is this him? Is that him?
Yes, that's yeah,
he's
that's
hot.
Okay, Nacho. Yeah.
He's hot.
That's Nacho. I think I have to go with Nacho for the cover. Yes. What's his real name?
Oh, I just pulled it up. Simone Cecina.
Yes. That's his real name.
Okay. He's hot. He's a good choice, Teresa.
Yeah. So I think I have to go with him.
You know what? I'm going to go because I'm not just looking out for just their pee-pee, Teresa.
I never even saw his
It's so fun getting around.
I like the way he looks. I like his body. I like the way
he looks.
And I like
how he looks, right?
Yeah. No, wait. And I like it. I'm sorry. I'm very into looks. I'm vain. I am. I'm going to admit it. Like, I have to be attracted to the person.
Yeah.
But I like the way he treats the woman in the show. He put, you know, he like adores her, loves her. So, you know, and
I'm
like
to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to not be original. Because literally I just saw them on a red carpet interview recently and you never hear of them, but George Clooney, like, you know, he's not always out there, but like they were something. And the way he was looking at his wife, his bride, it was just, it doesn't matter how old that guy is. He is
well, and so he's getting better. To me, he's getting sexier with age too, George.
Oh my gosh, Danny. Teresa, he is just, oh.
Well, he's just not my type, but I think he's a great, great guy. He's just, I don't.
That's my hall pass.
Yeah. Okay, wait, what about Mariah Carey's song? Do either of you have one that comes to mind?
Oh, yeah. Now that we're getting the season, All I Want for Christmas. I mean,
yeah, that's a favorite, of course, All I Want for Christmas. Yes.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
And you know, she's beautiful. She really is. She's beautiful.
Her songs, forget about it. And her voice
is amazing. She really has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah, we're entering her season.
And she looks like she doesn't age, you know? She really doesn't.
It was so good talking. You're both beautiful, stunning, ageless beauties. So, yes, thank you so much for taking the time. Everyone's going to listen to Namaste, Bitches. Go see you both on tour. I'm sending love to you both. Melissa, are you Italian? You're Italian. A little Italian?
I'm everything but that.
Teresa, you're my Italian sister, and so thank you for taking the time.
Danny, it's so awesome seeing you again.
Yeah, it was great.
Hopefully we'll get to chat again soon. Bye.
Go OH.
I just waved to the camera. I don't normally do that, but I suppose I'm waving at the three sisters as well.
You see a beauty queen and you're like, no, it's because all of us just went like this. Yeah.
Is there a beauty queen wave? Is it like this? Is it?
Yeah. Olivia, show
you got to just make sure you don't work too hard because you're going to be waving for a while. Make it really small.
You're usually in the back of like a limo or something.
Well, some kind of thing yourself.
It can be windy.
Cold, so just keep it small.
Keep it small, right? Don't wear out the arm and shoulder too much. For those of you listening, I'm talking to Olivia Aurora and Sophia Culpa, stars of the new Culpo Sisters on TLC. I wanted to get to know the three of you off the bat. And so I'm a pop culture junkie. And one of the things we often talk about in pop culture is in terms of Sex and the City, are you a Carrie, a Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda? Mm. And so I wonder, who are all of you? Sophia, do you know which one you would be?
I've always been told I'm a Charlotte.
She is the Charlotte.
Yeah.
News fact.
I just like, I love babies. I love like cooking. I love like.
She doesn't swear.
You could be kind of Samantha-y.
Yeah, she's
you're like
Samantha.
A mix. Aurora's Samantha.
Aurora's Samantha, but then a little bit of Carrie because she's always with her long Instagram captions like, dear daddy.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but wonder.
Yeah. That's honestly, I'm Carrie and Samantha.
A little mix. Okay. Samantha rising. Olivia, what are you?
100% are Carrie's best friend.
Why? Sanford?
Yes, Sanford.
No, Olivia's like a combination of Charlotte and...
Probably Carrie. Come on, I'm a fashion girl, you guys.
No, you're a little bit more like spicy than that.
No, Carrie's too like... Not that you're not chill, but not as chill as...
You're kind of like big in a woman form.
I'll take it.
Interesting.
Sure.
Interesting.
Oh my God, you are big. You're big.
Pre-canceled big.
That's horrible that I just said that.
First of all, the actor got canceled, not big.
Big died on the Peloton. Remember
on the Peloton.
Spoiler alert. And the new one.
Aurora,
you just looked at me like I spoiled that.
No, I didn't know that. I followed the actual guy and I like him and I'm like, no, he did not die. Okay, no, I didn't watch that. Anyway, whoo, you just took
okay.
Me for a
wait,
little
we're
bit.
Now we got to move on to Kardashians. Do you relate to the Kardashians at all? Are you a Kim, a Kourtney, a Khloe?
We don't relate. We're totally different.
This show, everyone's talking. It's like the new Kardashian. So I need to know, Olivia, are you
who
the
are
Kim?
They, by the way?
Yeah, we've actually never heard of them, and we have nothing to say about that.
Is there some animosity between them?
No, not at all. We have like one note for these interviews. It's like, you are not Kardashians. It's just that our show is so incredibly unique and different. Our dynamic is so different. Our parents are very unique people. The fact that we grew up in Rhode Island and the juxtaposition of Rhode Island and LA life is just so different from that show. And our personalities and our dynamic is so unique that we just don't want to even compare ourselves to them.
They said unique. This
do they give
Stop
you buzz?
Calling yourself unique.
You told me.
Do they give I you? Think, are they giving I, you buzz?
There, we obviously see we are three sisters.
We're not unique. We're one of a kind.
Oh my God.
No, hold on.
We're one in a million.
You're one in a million.
Okay, wait. Speaking of beauty queens and one in a million, have you seen Miss Congeniality? Is that what you were just referencing?
That's my favorite. Yes.
Yes.
That's my favorite in a lifetime.
Okay, we were.
This interview went off the rails already.
See, this is exactly why that answered your question and just what you saw. That is why we're different.
Right. Well, I got a chance to see the premiere and it does seem different, but I wonder, are you nervous to open up your lives? I'm sure you've gotten this question a million times. Like, are you nervous about just revealing so much about your personal lives? Because as of right now, we see what we see on social media of the three of you, but it's more or less in your control. But now with the show, I imagine you might have some say, but for the most part, it's going to be what the network or what the producers decide to show. So are you nervous?
We're definitely really, really nervous. I feel I've always felt very insulated by my family. We're so close and there's so many of us that it kind of feels nice just like holding hands and jumping in feet first. Like I feel like at the end of the day, sharing an experience like this and taking a chance with people that I care about so much, the worst that could happen isn't that bad because at least I have them. And I know that that sounds so cheesy, but it is kind of, we have our own little like world. So like, I don't really, it lessens the blow of what other people think. So with that, I think it's easier to open up, but it's definitely challenging as well. Don't get me wrong, but I think we've all built our platform too on being pretty vulnerable and connecting with people on Instagram. So that part kind of was like,
It's definitely terrifying. We do trust our producer and our director. We didn't have any say in what they used or cutting anything. We haven't seen anything, but I think we kind of went into it with the knowledge that if we're going to do this, we are going to do it all the way. We're going to be vulnerable. We're going to be authentic. And I really feel like that's the only way to do a show like this, because you're either 100% in or you're 100% out. And we chose to be in, and we really
were committed.
We were all in.
I'm a reality TV junkie. And so I feel like you can always tell when there's guards up, and those are the shows that aren't always as successful. And so Sophia, do you watch any reality TV? Do you watch Housewives or Bravo or anything on TLC or anything?
I don't watch too, honestly. Right now I am into Selling Sunset. I will say I started watching that.
We're big Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh
fans.
My gosh. Yes. Chip and Joanna Gaines. I don't know if you would call that reality, but it does follow their lives. So I guess like I've definitely seen them, seen shows, and it's 2000. You're living on 2022. You're living under a rock if you haven't seen an episode of The Kardashians. So I have seen, of course. It's just so interesting because I don't think of our show as anything like what I've watched, because it is truly, we're not good actors. So like you're getting our day to day lives.
I am an actor.
Yeah, Olivia's an actor.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, when it gets back,
what she'll be winning her awards in for acting.
Yeah,
later. It's I'm just sure. Any day now.
And I think once you see it, and you see the dynamic with our parents, like it's just so honest and it's refreshing and it's fun. So that it's a unique show,
unique experience with unique women. Olivia, you have lived a lot of your relationships in the public eye. You've been famously linked to people like Nick Jonas and Ryan Lochte, and now you're very hot.
I need to clear that one. Wait a minute.
Was that not a real thing?
No, that was a real thing.
I never dated Ryan Lochte.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, that was real that you knew him, but I totally forgot about that guy.
That was like I didn't date him.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I forgot.
That was in my research, but apparently it was real.
I just remember when Seth MacFarlane made fun of him on SNL, and he was like,
what?
I don't know. Never mind. Just moving right along.
You didn't date Ryan Lochte. That's not a thing.
I didn't. But that's okay. There's a lot of misconception out there in my dating history. One day I'll be able to clear it up.
She'll write a book. Who I did not date.
Yeah.
And wait, so the new guy, though, who's very hot, and I knew because I'm not a football guy. I'm gay. So I'm, you know, not that gay people can't like football, but, you know, I'm not a big football guy. But I did know your boyfriend from the GQ spread. That was it GQ, that photo shoot that he did, Christian?
Yeah, Christian. Oh, you saw him in that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very gorgeous photo shoot. But are you nervous to have him on the show? Because he appears, at least in the premiere, he's on FaceTime. So were you nervous to bring him along for this ride?
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of the most nerve-wracking parts of it because he's so important to me, obviously. And I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize his comfort level. He's a very private person. I'm not. So that's something that I'm very conscientious of, but I think he'll get more comfortable with it as we continue. And he does make his presence known. So that's good. Baby steps. So.
Yeah, right. And Aurora, is this something you would want to do for long term? Do you see this existing in 10 years? Do you want to keep working with your sisters on this show? Or what's the crystal ball?
I think to me, it's like the best of all worlds because we get to spend time with each other. We get to work with amazing producers, amazing people, you know, on all parts of making a TV show. It's an exciting thing to be a part of. And, you know, I feel like one of our superpowers is that we are willing to be vulnerable and kind of put ourselves on the line in a risky way to be torn apart or hopefully loved. I feel like there's a lot to share and there's a lot to learn from the process. And I'm just excited to be on this ride with them.
Yeah. And what's the biggest misconception do you think that, going into the first season of this show that you see online, I mentioned Olivia as someone I thought you dated because of something that was on the internet. So are there other misconceptions that. It's
funny you mentioned that. We'll have to do another podcast about like who I actually dated.
I know. Can you tell me who you actually dated?
We'll do it another time. Okay. she's
like, I'll text
her. I already got myself in trouble.
The list that I saw online, it was like, oh man, that guy's hot. That guy's hot. That guy's hot.
So funny. I feel like there are so many misconceptions, I guess. Well, I don't know. People say horrible things online that I'm like, God, I really hope that's not true about myself. So maybe people will be pleasantly surprised about maybe a little piece of themselves that they can see in our life because where we came from, I mean, our life is people, I think, can find a lot to relate to. Like we're especially, you know, just small town girls from Rhode Island with a big family and parents that are, you know, kooky and quirky in the best way. I think everybody can relate to that to a certain extent. And we're just excited to be able to show people that. I can't really say exactly what would be clearing the air.
I think it's just with social media, it's a highlight reel, obviously. And sometimes when you're only seeing a highlight reel, it's hard to see the relatability to someone. And this show will give you exactly that. If it was ever something where if you felt from one of our pages, like it's just a highlight reel. Now you see our day-to-day ins and out, and it adds some like real humanness and rawness to each of us because at the end of the day, we're someone's sister, we're someone's daughter, we're someone's friend. Like it really is just, we're just going through life.
And I think just seeing the three of us kind of interact, root for each other, but also there's that rivalries at some times and there's insecurities. And, but at the end of the day, when you love your sisters enough, their success is your success and their pain is your pain. And it's just a nice thing to, I think, for people to watch and hopefully relate to and kind of grow with us.
And are there specific storylines that we could look forward to this season? Anything that you could spoil or tease for us?
There's a lot about Sophie and Olivia's dogs.
Oh my God. There's a lot of just
like stupid rhymes.
Let's just say the potty training's going better.
Yeah.
you do get a insight into like what,
dumb things we fight about.
The dumb things that we fight about, and then the meaning, like the real meaning behind the dumb things we fight about, like what we really are arguing about, maybe under the surface. So
it's honestly, you've got to watch it to see it. Even just the dynamic with our parents, I can't even tell you, but they're just quirky people.
The cameras couldn't have come out at a better time in my life. If you want to see things hit the fan in a big way.
Your relationship really. Takes over at the end of episode one. This episode will air after episode one. But Aurora, your relationship, you talk a little bit about it at the end of the episode, and you've since filed for divorce publicly. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing really well. I think I know that it was the best move for my entire family. I just went trick-or-treating with my ex-husband last night and my kids. You know, we get along well. It was difficult to share the truth of what really went down. And I'm happy that I did because I think, you know, there's a lot of people that go through separation or divorce and it can be a very isolating experience. And I just hope that I can open people's eyes up that it doesn't have to be like the biggest tragedy ever. And that, you know, staying together for the kids is actually not always the best thing to do. And that, you know, your story is never anything to be ashamed of. And mine was a unique one. And, And yeah, I'm not ashamed of my story. I'm not ashamed of like the growth that I've had to experience over time to come to the conclusions that I made.
Did you all worry about drama? Because oftentimes on reality show, there's sometimes it's produced and sometimes it comes out naturally. But I always think about being on a reality show and feeling like a pressure to make some big dramatic thing happen, a table flip or something happen.
Oh my God.
Did you feel any of that? Or were you just like, let's just see what happens?
I mean, I know what you mean, but you just have to come over for dinner and you'll understand there's really no shortage.
I'm not gonna lie. Yes. Like when we first started, I was like, we're going to have to do something that's going to, people are going to want to watch. And then like Amanda, our producer, really, she was like, no, you guys don't understand. Like they're like, just live, like you're a spectacle. And we're like, are you sure? Like, don't you want us to do more? And she's like, it's already too much.
She's like, dial it down a little.
If anything, we had to pull back because we have two brothers that aren't even really in the show. And it's because there was just too much going on with the three of us. It would have been too much to pull in them as well. But
our parents literally, during our entire show, our parents bought a farm, like started renovating it. My mom's like a hoarder. And I was like, don't you guys want to follow that? And they already had too much going on. And I was like, there's not a shortage of stuff that would be interesting for people to see that I think people would really love.
I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled C-O-Z-E-Y, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, C-O-Z-E-Y.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I want to talk beauty tips because you're all very gorgeous. And so just give me something. What can you tell me? Skincare, anything. Is there a tip on the show? We see something with the mummy wraps, or I forget what they're called.
But
tell me like a good tip or something.
I'll give you a really good tip. This is like one of the like best kept secrets. That's not really a secret, but like everybody needs to be taking a lot of omega fish oils. It's great for inflammation, great for skin. Regular water. And I'm not a doctor. Yeah. Regular water is not good enough. You have to put minerals in it. Otherwise you're not absorbing it enough into your bloodstream and your skin. And I just think that, that's all I have to say about
it. But speak to a doctor before taking any. And then also Sophie and I realized that washing your face with cold water makes huge difference.
Washing your face with cold water in the morning helps with inflammation. And I think skincare wise for myself, less is more, and stick with the same products that work for you. I was switching things up all the time and it was chaos for my skin. I finally got my skin clear and right. And it was because I'm doing so much less.
Yeah. So for me, I actually have the opposite thing. So I feel like you have to use a different exfoliant, like a liquid exfoliant with like an AHA or a BHA every night. Like one night I use a retinol. The next night I use a like Dr. Dennis Gross peel pad. The next night I use the...
You can alter, but it has to be like a
chemical exfoliant. And somebody gave a great example of, or like a metaphor for this. It's like when you have dirty dishes, if you soak them overnight, then that's like a chemical exfoliator. Then the next day it comes off smooth. Or you could scrub them, you know, like what's less abrasive.
And it, damages the skin. Surface. So, I also think like with the microbiome of the face, like you have like different, there's just like different bacteria that's going to be tackled by different chemicals. So if you're switching it up, you're targeting the different types of germs. That's my,
definitely doctors. So a nice tune in.
Oh, we could have done a whole separate thing about this, because I'm so fascinated by all this stuff. Okay, I know I got to let you all go, but the things that I ask, there's two questions that I ask all of my guests. And the first is, if you were choosing for People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose? It's got to be like a famous actor, musician, someone. It could be dead or alive. It doesn't have to be someone current. And then also your favorite Mariah Carey song.
All I want for Christmas. Yeah. All I want for Christmas. Yeah, come on. I kind of like
Why You So Obsessed With Me.
Or Hero. I
like that one.
Okay, I'm going to say Jason Momoa. I'll just get started. And my favorite Mariah Carey song is probably All I Want for Christmas. I'm just going to.
Okay.
It's just an original.
My absolute favorite Mariah Carey song is Hero. It's beautiful. So and honestly, Christian is just a dream for me. There's no way
he's very hot, but you got to choose somebody else. He's very hot though.
He's like the hottest. Okay. Who's like really funny? Do not say Pete Davis.
Olivia, can I ask you this? Mm-hmm. Who was your first crush? Like, what do you remember your first childhood crush?
Who was my first crush? Oh my God. You know, Sophie's first crush happened to be.
Don't even.
What?
Who's my first crush? Oh, it's like somebody that Gabby always like had on her wall. It was either Orlando,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, or
Ryan. Ryan the
Ryan Phillippe,
the guy, the skateboarder.
Ryan
Sheckler, yes, was Ryan Sheckler. Yes, that was like our teenage heartthrob.
I don't even know who that is? Go ahead.
Well, he
was
a skateboarder. So or something.
I'm not going to my first crush.
Obviously, if I could choose my boyfriend, I would. Can I please say it was one on your wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, who was on her wall? Tell us.
Olivia. Sophie's first crush was Nick Jonas, who Olivia later started dating.
You know how weird to like go to bed knowing that you used to have Nick Jonas's poster on your wall and then he's sleeping down the hall with your sister.
That is, that'd be frustrating. I'd get when you get the voodoo doll of the
sister.
I will
say the crush was over when they started dating. It was my generation. I was a Jonas Brothers girl. But yeah, that was so weird. And
so funny.
Now my celebrity crush, I would have to say, it's because he's super funny. I think Miles Teller is just like, he's just funny.
Oh yeah. Sophie's always loved his personality.
Just like a person. I'm a personality person.
Sure. Like, ladies, I gotta wrap, but thank you so much for taking the time. The Culpo Sisters airs on TLC. Thank you so much. And we'll be watching. I look forward to checking out the season.
Monday at 9 p.m.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you.